Now let's live the gospel with Pete Gilmore.
Silence is golden. When you step in front of an amazing artwork or gaze out at a setting sun, the best thing we can often say is nothing. There'll be a time to fill the air with how we feel and what we think, but that initial reaction just to take it all in, the awe, the uncomfortable realization that even with all my emotional and intellectual power, I don't need my words in this moment. Maybe I don't even have words. As the author Thomas Carlyle said, silence is the element in which great things fashion themselves together into the daylight of life. Silence is golden. As we enter into this season of Lent, a time of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, we often make decisions and commitments about how we will make this time meaningful. Perhaps we commit to attending church an extra day a week, reading the Bible daily, refraining from a dessert we love, or making an effort to reach out to someone in need. All good and important things. But as we find in the Gospel of Luke, in the story of Martha and Mary, Martha busied herself with all the things we often busy ourselves with, trying to please Jesus. And what does Mary do? She sits at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus rebukes Martha not because of what she did, but because she allowed those things to get in the way of the one thing she should have done: be with Jesus. All these things we do, all the effort we apply, all of them are meant for one purpose: so that we find ourselves alone with Jesus, even just for a time, so that we can let him love us. You might be driving your car right now, you might be doing the dishes, you might be getting ready to go to yet another appointment, maybe you're even getting ready for bed. That's okay. This week, keep all your Lenten commitments. They're all good things, but let Jesus' words sink into your heart in this moment. Jesus said, "You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Few things are needed, or indeed only one. Silence is golden." God bless.